Fesgar Ma, Ahula Dunya, how are you all doing? We're back with a very special Foot Stomping podcast this week. This is the top 10 albums of the year, the top 10 trad albums of the year. It's a great listen. All 10 albums, we're going to play it. And we're going to start off with the album called Livewire by Mick Lear, and this is Repeal the Union. Away here whilst listening to that. That is amazing, actually. It's quite a complete track, isn't it? And that is Livewire by Mick Lear, and that's on Big Man Records. And if you want to find out lots more about that album and all the other albums, if you go to scotstradmusicawards.com. Right, the next album in the Trad Album of the Year is The Light of the Moon by Nos, and it's on Blackfly Records. And this is the Orcadian band's, is it their second or third album? I should have checked that. Anyway, it's been a really popular album, and this is The Sun That Hugs the Ocean.
Oh, the sun has a fickle mind, a more fickle mind than me. maybe someday I'll head away to the sad parts from the sea, dreaming of my true love if I find the time. Oh, the sun has a fickle mind, a fickle mind. If I had a guitar string, I'd play it endlessly.
Light of the Moon by Noss on Blackfly Records. Now, of course, the MG Alapa Scots Triad Music Awards is more than just an Album of the Year category. There are 12 categories in total this year, including Musician of the Year, Event of the Year, lots of different categories. And it's going to be going out live on the TV on the 4th of December. And I believe you can watch it in the UK on BBC Alba from 9 p.m. at night. And also, if you're not in the UK, you can go to the BBC Alba webpage and it's going to be available worldwide. So go to scotstriadmusicawards.com and find out all about all the many amazing different musicians and organisations that make up our Scots Triad music scene. Anyway, next up, we have a great record from Rachel Walker. It's called Gale. And this is it's a great record with lots of brilliant production on it. But we're going to hear a more pared down track now.
Good mission.
Beautiful singing there from Rachel Walker. Great harmonies at the back there as well. That was Gail on Ross Jerick Records. Next up, we have an Den De Maid Tea by Ross and Ryan Cooper, which is on Cooper Records. And this is one of four nominations from our top islands, our most northern islands in Scotland. I'm just looking at there. There's three nominations for Orkney bands and one from a Shetland band. You may know Ross from his fiddling with the brilliant band Pete Bog Fairies. Anyway, this is a set of Shetland reels. Thank you. That was quite energetic, wasn't it? Fantastic. More dancing. Brilliant. Oh, I love it. I love a bit of Shetland music. Can't beat it. Now, staying in our northerly islands here, we're going to Chris Drever from his album Where the World is Thin. Another great album. And I remember playing this next track on the podcast quite a while back. And I know I just love it. And I just had to play it again. This is Hunker Down, That Old Blitz Spirit.
Leaves are green and the kids are buzzing. I hold my breath when I see someone coming. They got the old blitz spirit. Hunker down. What you want and what you need may not be everything. We got the old blood spirit. Yes, there'll be bluebirds over.
Your neck in. I love that expression. Fantastic. That was Where the World is Thin by Chris Drever on Reveal Records. Next up, we have Milestone by Duncan Lyle. This is an amazing piece of work, this album. When you listen to this track alone, you'll hear how much work is in it. It's on Red Deer Records, and this is Titan. Thank you. What a lovely ending. Oh, I really enjoyed that. And then what a lovely moment of sort of peacefulness at the end there. That was really great. Milestone by Duncan Lyle on Red Deer Records. And you can find out about all of these tracks. Get the links at our usual website, scottpodcast.com. And you can find out about all the nominees at scottstradmusicawards.com. Right, next up we have Karen Matheson, the fabulous Karen Matheson from Capercaillie, and she released a solo album in the last 12 months called Still Time, and this is called The Lassie with the Lint White Locks.
Artless lassie, wilt thou wee me tend the flocks, and wilt thou be my dearie? Now nature cleads the flowery lee, and all is young and sweet like thee. How wilt thou share its joy wi' me, and say thou be my dearie? Lassie wi' the lint white locks, a bonnie lassie, artless lassie, wilt thou wee me tend the flocks, and wilt thou be my dearie? The primrose bag, the wimpling burn, the cuckoo on the milk white thorn, the wanton lambs of rosy dawn shall glad thy heart, my dearie. Lassie wi' the lint white locks, a bonnie lassie, artless lassie, wilt thou wee me tend the flocks, and wilt thou be my dearie? And when the welcome simmer shower has cheered up drooping little flower, we'll to the breathing woodbine bower at sultry noon, my dearie. Lassie wi' the lint white locks, bonnie lassie, artless lassie, wilt thou wee me tend the flocks, and wilt thou be my dearie? As Cynthia lights wee silver rain, the weary shearers hameward wane, through yellow weathering fields we'll stray, and talk o' love, my dearie. Lassie wi' white locks, bonnie lassie, artless lassie, wilt thou lay me tend the flocks, and wilt thou be my dearie? Lassie wi' the lint white locks, bonnie lassie, artless lassie, wilt thou lay me tend the flocks, and wilt thou be my dearie?
Lovely music there from Karen Matheson, Still Time on Vertical Records. Now, here's another album I played a few times in the podcast over the last 12 months. Carstus by Brian O'Hara and Fionnuch Ní Chionnach. And it's a lovely album because it's an album all about their family. It's made by a family member, and all the family are singing on it. And it's an album just make you smile. And even in the final song on the album, I think it's their daughter that sings the final track. Anyway, it's a, definitely worth check out. And this is Ita Breith Agus Bath.
Raching har y chwyn, hiwlin ffader na tonen, gysyn rhywun a'n taj, ar yn ffain sy taf, chanyl tsegw nw stri, na mi'n chi'n o'n chriw, gyfel aifnys ri lorig, na ben yn hyn, eto breiag is bas, bin y cestion nes rhywleg, eto geir is gael, Higgum follows and she got wacht um gach war. Ether my ding is a hill, a fuchel is she, the fisk alubio.
By Brian O'Hara and Fiona Ní Conaich. It's a lovely album. And that's on Annam Communications. Right, our second last album of this top 10 is Mame by White. And this is a really interesting album. It's an album that all comes together by Ross and Alistair White. Now, Ross and Alistair White sound like they're brothers, but they're not even related. They just spell their second name the same way. But it's a fabulous album, and it's definitely worth going and finding out and listening to the whole thing to it. So this track is called Al.
Re balium vinum se hjelchen bjarne einje sin fyrus kvel kom blumin gisle tonjo klinjon tona tinjo sa hakin fin brochen alling brochen alling brochen Mien hwyr i yn ysgil wasad Sergwr yn gwrsdeg Ilwydys graag Chyn i chafar Naiad sasy Gynlin ar craen Yn y mil tynfa Roch yn ar mi popeloch gen gynnyrym mewn wasd i chwler si sy'n nai chel ffyr i mi bwyn gan mal am yn hwyner mae leg mae bwy iawn yn rwag y hir rwch yn alyng rwch yn alyng rwch yn alyng ar y chyl strwn a chrwm i ryd rwch yn alyng ar y fel y fod y gysau i grwys rwch yn alyng rwch yn alyng rwch yn alyng ar y chyl strwn a chrwm i ryd rwch yn alyng ar y fel y fod y gysau i
That was Mame by White, and that's a self-release. Now, as I said, we've now reached the 10th album in the MG ALPA Scots Trad Music Awards Trad Album of the Year. The results will be announced on the 4th of December. And if you can't manage to watch it on the BBC ALBA or online on the 4th of December from 9 p.m, you'll be able to catch all the results afterwards at scotstradmusicawards.com. And if you enjoy these podcasts, please support our patron, patreon.com/handsoffortrad. And thank you to you all our patrons, and thank you to everyone who just listens to this around the world. It's quite amazing, actually. I've said it before, but I do feel really proud that you all tune in for this. So thank you. Right, we're going to finish off the show with Orkney Monster by The Chair. This is their first album in a good few years, The Chair, and it didn't disappoint. It's certainly a rocking album, and hopefully we'll all get to see them live at festivals in 2022. So thanks again for listening, and I'll leave you with The Beachcombers.